Welcome back to the Hilltop here in Meriden. Alongside Jake Spaulding, Johnny Kane here with you. Chance, our man, taking care of us back at the studios. Earlier tonight, we saw the Hiawatha girls win in a thriller, 38-36 over Jeff West. And now it's time for the boys to take the court here in our final game of the night. Coming up after our games, we'll have the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Brian Hurt will have scores, recaps, and everything to get you caught up on this first full week of this high school basketball season. Our boys' matchup tonight, though, Jeff West, 0-2, Hiawatha, 2-0. Let's start with the Tigers under first-year head coach Joe Smith. Tough start to the year, but two really good opponents. 55-25 loss to Silver Lake and a 56-27 loss to Royal Valley. Royal Valley is state-ranked team. Silver Lake will probably be state-ranked by season's end. They are very athletic, and they should be very good here this year as well. The Tigers have been led by Colby Farron. He's been the really key bright spot for the Tigers. 7.5 points per game. He's really been the lone scorer that Jeff West has had so far this season. But again, averaging just 26 points per game. So Coach Smith is looking for his guys offensively here tonight to get something going and something started. Hiawatha, meanwhile, under fourth-year head coach Gary Smith, 2-0, two really good wins. A buzzer beater over Marysville, 57-56 in game one. And then Tuesday, a ranked Troy team in 1A. A dominant performance by the Redhawks, 70-47 victory. Hiawatha hit 12 three-pointers on Tuesday night, 8 of them in the first half alone. So this Hiawatha team is fast, they're athletic, and well, right there they show they can shoot the lights out. Joel Bryan led the way on Tuesday with 19 points. Mario Alcaldi, he had 12. Carson Gilbert, 11. You really look up and down this Hiawatha team. They have guys that can score from anywhere, up and down. This starting five, Jake. I mean, it's just a great offensive team.
Great offensive team. It kind of reminds you of the team they had a few years ago. You remember that Red Hawk team that
Tyler Brockhoff and those guys?
Tyler Brockhoff that really just they absorbed what Coach Gary Smith wanted to run in his first year here at Hiawatha, and they took it second year and took it and ran with it. They go on to win the McLeod Invitational Tournament. They find ways to just post the most wins at a season that a Hiawatha team has seen for many, many years. Then you have a fall-off season just a little bit a year ago. So a lot of questions coming into this season, how this team would respond coming into this year. I'd say this team right now is just kind of like the girls' team. They got check boxes, and they're checking these boxes off one at a time. Tonight's going to be a test just strictly because you're on the road again. This Jeff West team is a team that is underneath a new coach, as you alluded to. It's a program that's kind of at a tipping point right here in Meriden. This kind of a win tonight, if they would be able to pull the upset, would be one that would be something you'd be able to hear from Perry, you'd be able to hear from Holton, because this team needs some kind of a life to be put into them. Coach Joe Smith is a guy that, you know, he played college basketball at Washburn. He's a guy that knows the sport, he knows the game, but he needs to find a way to get these kids locked into what he wants to see them do. Hiawatha has a great opportunity, just like the girls, to start their season off 3-0 here tonight in Meriden.
So with that, we owe you just a quick pregame timeout, 30-second timeout. Let's take that. We'll come back, get you set for starters and tip-off on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockhoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back here to the Hilltop in Meriden. We're getting set for Jeff West and Hiawatha, the boys game, to finish off the night of Big 7 League Hoops. Ready for the starting lineups for tonight's matchup. Let's start with the visitors from Hiawatha under fourth-year head coach Gary Smith. Same five that have started all season long. A 5'8 junior, Ashton Rocky. 6'3 senior, Carson Gilbert. The hero from game number one hits the game-winning three against Marysville, Joel Bryant. 6'1 senior. A 5'9 junior, Mario Alcaldi. Foreign exchange student from Spain that has been great so far for the Redhawks, and a 6'2 senior, Jake Rieger. So again, for the Redhawks, Rocky, Gilbert, Brian, Alcaldi, and Rieger, the starting five here tonight. And for Jeff West, under first-year head coach Joe Smith, he's had a little bit of changes to his starting lineups the first couple of games, but a new team, new guys, not a lot of varsity experience. This is his lineup tonight. A senior, Ty Euler, senior, Colby Ferrant, junior Austin Anderson, senior Devin Watkins, and senior Cooper Munson. So the Tigers have Euler, Barrett, Anderson, Watkins, and Munson, the starting five here tonight.
You know what I'm most excited about right now is I want to see that the size, like it seems to always be, favors Jeff West. This school always has bigs down low in the boys' basketball program. But for Hiawatha, how do they counteract that? You're going to have to see Jake Rieger down low, see what he has, because Cooper Munson, he's over there standing about 6'3", 6'4", and he's a load down there, down low for Jeff West. Not the most athletic basketball player. However, his presence right there is going to be one. You're going to see Hiawatha, the shiftiness and the quickness needs to play a big factor for them tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that Coach Gary Smith is telling those guys, you run every second you are on this floor here tonight. And that's exactly how Hiawatha wants to play. They want to play fast. They want to play quick. And, well, because of that, they've scored 57 and 70 points in their first two games.
That's what you got to do, man, especially this. That's why this Hiawatha team reminds me so much of second-year coach Gary Smith. That roster he had, they were so fun to watch.
We're ready to go. Jeff West will go from right to left in their home white. Hiawatha from left to right in their road red. It'll be Joel Bryan stepping in the center circle for Hiawatha. Cooper Munson for Jeff West. 8 minutes on the clock. Referee tops the basketball up, and we are underway. Opening tap is won by Hiawatha right away. Gilbert drives inside and has the shot partially tipped away, and Jeff West will have it. We'll get a little offensive tip. Won by Hiawatha. Alcalde had a nice pass to Gilbert, but he couldn't finish it, so here's Jeff West. Top of the key, triple by Austin Anderson. He rattles it home.
Well, you're the underdog in a game. Best way to get things rolling in your favor, hit an open three, and that's what Anderson does.
Anderson had 6 points in that loss to Royal Valley on Tuesday night. Here's a three by Brian trying to answer. That's too strong. Rebound is ripped away by Colby Ferrant, and he'll bring it up the floor for Jeff West. Guarded by Ashton Rocky, flicked up ahead into the right wing. Now to Devin Watkins. Playing the rings, here's Anderson. He was a key guy on the football team for Jeff West, and he is one of the big leaders for the Tigers. Ball tipped around. Munson's got it out near the timeline, nearly traveled with it, but gets it back off to Watkins. Guarded by Brian, Hiawatha and a man-to-man. Munson right at the head of the circle. 1 minute gone by, 3-0 Jeff West. Watkins dribbles to the left baseline. Pokes it outside to Anderson. Guarded by Brian. Anderson gets in the middle of the lane. Scoop layup is no good. Rebound is taken away by Brian. Kicks up ahead to Alcalde. He'll drive all the way inside. Absorbs contact. Flick it up with the right hand. It's no good, but a foul. And Mario Alcalde will go to the free throw line as that foul is going to be on Ferrant, and it will be his first.
As soon as the rebound happened, quick outlet pass. Hiawatha outrunning. Get down quickly, and Alcalde at the line for two.
This is a guy that I think could be the difference maker for Hiawatha. He's a guy that nobody really knew a whole lot about.
Sure.
Coach Smith didn't have him in his pregame survey that he sent us, and then all of a sudden we start hearing from Coach Brady Jasper, the girls' coach, saying, you know, Hiawatha, the boys, they've got this kid, Mario Alcalde, he's a foreign exchange student from Spain. He might be the best player on this team, if not one of the top three guys. And, well, he makes two free throws to start things off here for Hiawatha.
It's kind of like that gift that you get at Christmas. You open it up, not sure what it is. You open it up, and you're like, oh, man, this is the best thing I've ever gotten. Could Alcalde be that for the Red Hawks this year?
And we're going to get a bump foul as Austin Anderson was dribbling the ball up the floor for Jeff West. This will be a foul on Hiawatha, and it will be on
Rocky.
Ashton Rocky, so that will be his first. So a team foul on each side as we're 90 seconds in.
And I like Ashton Rocky on the defensive side. A quick, quick guy.
Pass inside, knocked free and stolen away. First turnover of the night for Jeff West. Here's Alcalde into the front court.
Ooh.
Crosses over, drives in, tries to feed it inside to Rocky, but he traveled with the basketball. There's the quickness, though, of Alcalde. He just didn't quite have his feet set as he drove to the middle of the lane.
But I'm excited about this, too. Full court pressure here by Hiawatha. How does Jeff West handle it?
Anderson was in the backcourt. Gets it off to Watkins. Here comes a double team. Watkins picks it up. Gets it off to Anderson. Going to have to get it across now. Near a 10-second count. Anderson still in the backcourt. Finally flicks it up ahead to Ferrant. Nice pass inside Euler. Stops, goes up off the window, and tanks it in.
Phenomenal find there by Ferrant. He's kept his eyes down the floor the entire time. Wide open Euler.
Gilbert, a left wing three. Too strong. Rebound tipped around, and Munson's got it for Jeff West. This is the exact same start that Jeff West wanted. Here's Euler the other way. Gets all the way inside, goes up and under,
Woo.
And lays it in.
Woo.
4 points for Ty Euler, and Jeff West out to a 7-2 lead, 5:45 to go in the first.
Talk about quickness of transition. Euler got down the floor quickly, and a nice find by Anderson for the easy bunny.
Alcaldi out on top. Back cut to Bryant. He's got it. Flicks up a shot with the right hand. It's too strong. Rebound is tapped into the hands of Watkins. He'll bring it the other way for the Tigers. Quickly up in the front court is Watkins. Crosses over. Pull up 16-footer is short. Fight for the rebound. Bryant yanks it away. Here he comes. A 3-on-1. Bryant then lost the basketball. He just lost it. Taken away by Watkins. Drives right lane line. Absorbs contact. They're going to get an offensive foul.
Nope.
Watkins will get hit with the foul. That's his first and the second team foul.
Again, we talked about this officiating crew being very experienced and a great call that time. Extension with the forearm by Watkins as he was going for the layup. Separated him from Alcaldi. Good charge there on the call.
I tell you what, Coach Smith of Jeff West is loving this start right now. Here's a pass inside Rieger. Back out Alcaldi. Spot for a three. Too strong. Rebound is yanked away by Colby Farron. He'll bring it up the floor for the Tigers. Now Anderson across the timeline. Crosses over on Gilbert. Gets inside, just lost the basketball. He got in the air, didn't know what to do with it. It'll be a turnover. Here's Alcaldi the other way. Nice pass to Rocky, who lays it up and in from the left side.
That's transition offense to a T. Fill the lanes, and the open, wide open guy was Rocky. Good time from Alcaldi.
Watkins with it in the backcourt. Double team comes. He picks up the dribble. Gets it near side to Anderson, still in the backcourt. Finally up ahead of Euler. He had Munson wide open. He missed it. They're going to reach in foul on Rieger. He's going to save it. My goodness, Munson had nobody within 15 feet of him.
Yep,
2 feet away from the basket. They'll get Munson out of the game for a quick breather. Kelly's gassed a little bit here early on.
The big man who needs a big break. Good start for him down low. Again, his presence was just important there for the Tigers.
Sophomore Gage Galley going to check into the game. Here's a three-pointer by Ferrer from the left corner. It's no good. Here's Galley, though. He gets swatted out of bounds. A nice offensive rebound by Galley. Jeff West will hold on to it.
Euler's exhausted right now, too, for Jeff West. The senior guard, who's got 4 points, hands on top of his head right now. Sonny, we're not even halfway through this opening quarter. Coach Smith from Jeff West might have to get a step for him.
So Jeff West with it. Anderson thought about a deep three, but instead he pulls it down, kicks it to the right side to Galley. Galley with a left-handed dribble, picks up the dribble, gives it to the right side of the floor to Watkins. Now back to Anderson. He just dribbles it off his foot, and it goes into the backcourt. It'll be a backcourt violation. And actually, they're going to say that it hit the sideline, but nonetheless, still going to be a turnover on Jeff West. And it will be their fourth already here in the first quarter.
Yeah, four turnovers early. I mean, still up 7-4, but you let a team like Hiawatha back into a game that quickly with turnovers, they're going to take it over quick.
Here's a new man of the game, Brant Barnhill, for the first time. For Hiawatha, he's a 6-foot junior, and he just lost it. Tried to feed it inside, but it's stolen away by Watkins. Third turnover for Hiawatha. Devin Watkins gets it up on top to Anderson. He'll dribble with the right hand as Gilbert comes out on him. Now in trouble is Anderson. Lost it, had it poked free, gets it back and starts to dribble again. Watkins now on the left wing, dribbles into the corner, picks up the dribble. Now in trouble, still with it in the corner, gets it off to Farron. Back out on top to Euler. It was tipped, I believe, by Alcaldi. They're going to say yes, it was tipped. So Alcaldi tipped it. Euler can pick it up, and now we'll bring it across the timeline. 3:20 to go in the first. Anderson pumps on a three, drives in, kicks it out of the foul line to Galley. He stops, holds on to it, kicks it back out to the right wing to Anderson. Now a tip out by Rocky. It'll stay with Jeff West on the far sideline with 3:07 to go. Back into the... In for the first time, a sophomore, Hunter Mosier.
Yeah, Coach Joe Smith, I mean, he's going to get Ty Euler again. He's just gassed right now. And Coach Smith from Jeff West just says, come on, man, I need you to get a quick drink, get back in that game. But you're seeing, you talked about the difference of the starting lineups for the Tigers. Also, their depth's going to have to be big.
They're going to reach in foul on Carson Gilbert, trying to pick the pocket of Austin Anderson. Gilbert picks up his first, third team foul. Side out of bounds now for the Tigers with 3:01 to go in the first, leading 7-4. Pass inside to Mosier. To the right corner to Anderson. He drives all the way inside. Absorbs contact. Looks up a wild shot. Nearly went in. Offensive rebound for Watkins, and he sticks it up and in for the right side.
Great offensive rebound there. We've got the stoppage because Anderson kind of gimpy, favoring that right ankle.
Yeah, he's got already got a brace on his left knee, but right now he's favoring, looks like, I think you're right, that right ankle looks like. And Coach Smith hasn't brought anybody into the game for him yet. Let's see who Coach Smith goes with. He's going to bring Dalton Bateman, a junior, into the game.
So Anderson, a kid that, again, he's got some experience. and he's kind of their ball handler. So who's going to step up here for Jeff West when they get the ball on their offensive side?
Gilbert drives in, and he gets bumped and fouled. That will be whistled against Galley, his first, team's third. Caldy tries to toss it into Gilbert, but great defense by Galley. Stolen away. Watkins with it. Hiawatha has four turnovers of their own in the first quarter. 9-4, Jeff West. 2:30 to go in the first. Barron picks it off to the right side. Galley, he'll pull for three. It's wide left. Rebound goes to Alcaldi. Here comes Hiawatha. They got numbers. Alcaldi kicks the left side of the floor to Rocky. Now Gilbert. Back on top, Alcaldi. Pumps on a three. Drives in. Kicks it to Gilbert. Left corner triple on the way. It's short. Long rebound, though, by Gilbert. He'll put it up and get hammered on the arm by Watkins. And Carson Gilbert will go to the line and shoot two.
Well, kids, I know you can't see it, but you're listening. Follow your shot. Right there, Carson Gilbert left the three short. The rebound came right back to him as he followed it in. Now he's at the line shooting two.
Wow, how about this upset in the from a Big 7 League team? Meanwhile, Central falls at Centralia, 40-39. Centralia with a three-pointer with 2 seconds left to win it.
Wow.
That's something that nobody
Omaha
really
County
knows.
Rival, man.
Yep. Centralia's really good this year. I mean, they're state ranked for a reason. Gilbert nails the first free throw. His second is in there. Gilbert goes 2 of 2 from the line for his first 2 points of the night. Makes it 9-6, Jeff West. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Mosier has the ball tipped out by Barnhill. It'll stay with Jeff West.
You know, this first taste that we had of the full court pressure kind of gave Tigers a little bit of fits, but they've been breaking it with ease the last few opportunities.
Now here's a near turnover. Ball loose on the floor. Fought for. Bateman trying to pull it away from Alcaldi, and we'll get a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with the Tigers.
Under 2 minutes to go in this first quarter in the three-point ball game. Again, if you're Coach Joe Smith from Jeff West, you're happy with the way that this game has started out. Your offense has a little bit of a rhythm. Your defense is playing well. You got some guys banged up and tired right now, but hanging around.
Nice back cut, but a block is going to be picked away by Rieger. Follow shot by Munson's no good. Rebound by Bryan. A lot of contact, and he comes away with it. Here's Bryan the other way for Hiawatha. Nobody stops the basketball. He just goes up and gets hammered. No call. And they're going to say a legal block, and bring it the other way is Jeff West. Mosier into the front court. Right side of the floor, Ferrant. Now he just has it ripped away by Bryan. Joel drives in. His left-hand layup is good. Got it and one.
I was just about to say how it's impressive that Bryant has been scoreless in this first quarter, and then boom. Starts on the defensive side, picks the pocket, and then quickly out in transition. Easy lay-in and one.
Alcaldi's going to get a quick breather. Ashton Rocky back into the game for him. 1:25 to go. Bryant a free throw to chance to tie it. And it's no good. Rebound yanked away by Munson. Munson's absolute load on the inside.
He is. And I'm telling you, I really think if Coach Joe Smith plays his cards right and gets him breaks when he needs breaks, when he's in this game, he's a difference maker just because of his sheer size down low.
All for the basketball. They don't get it to him. Here's Mosier on the right wing. Thinking about a three. Tries to throw it inside to Munson, but it's stolen away by Bryant. That's the seventh turnover for Jeff West.
Wow.
Nice pass. Barnhill lays it up and in. Grant Barnhill with his first basket. Nice feed from Gilbert, and Coach Smith with a timeout.
Nice give and go there. Run the lane and transition, and Hiawatha makes it look easy. They're up by one.
Quick timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. 10-9 is the lead for Hiawatha. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
KNZA.
58 seconds to go in the first quarter. 10-9 is the lead for Hiawatha, and we're going to get a travel quickly out of the timeout by Jeff West, their eighth turnover. So after the great start, I saw Jeff West get out to a 9-4 advantage. Hiawatha has since gone on right now a 8-0 run. Ear steal by Galley. Now kicked in the corner, Rocky. Thought about a three. He'll drive in the middle of the lane. Kicked right side to Barnhill now. Back to Rocky, right at the head of the circle. Barnhill in the right corner. Pumps, drives to the baseline. Gets underneath the basket. Gets it off to Rieger. He'll try a 10-footer and bury it. First point of the night for Jake Rieger. And it's 12-9, Hiawatha, under 30 seconds to go in the first. Again, Jack West does a good job of breaking pressure. There's a floating shot that's high off the window. No good. Munson with an offensive rebound. He'll stick it back up and in. First point of the night for Cooper Munson.
You can hear the Coop chant here in Meriden.
One thing about Jeff West, they always have a great student section.
Oh, yes.
10 seconds to go. Bryan out on top. Has the ball poked free. Ball loose. Bryan has it back. 4 seconds now. Gets it off to Gilbert. He'll drive in. Flick it up with the right hand, and he rolls it over the front rim and in at the buzzer. Kirsten Gilbert has 4 points, and that's how the first quarter comes to a close. So Jeff West does a great job of hanging in it. One quarter in the book. Hiawatha, though, with a 14-11 lead. The second quarter, when we return on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Happy holidays from GM Bank. As family and friends gather, we would like to take this opportunity to thank our many customers for another successful year. Please call or visit our banks in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, or Wetmore, and let us know how we can help you plan your financial needs. GM Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC. Happy holidays.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something that you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362 Tire.
Kansaland Radio.
Start of the second quarter. Hiawatha leads Jeff West 14-11. Hiawatha will start with the basketball. They operate from left to right in their road red uniforms. Aston Rocky controls it for the Red Hawks. Gives it left side to Barnhill. And there we get an offensive foul. Yeah, that was pretty clear. Barnhill took that left arm and extended it into the chest of Kobe Ferrant. That'll be the first foul on Brant Barnhill.
And we're going to see Ty Uhler come back in the game. Maybe he got himself a little bit of oxygen, a little bit of a boost there. They need this senior guard on the floor to the Tigers. He's got 4 of their 11, but he's a ball handler, and he's somebody who's just got energy for this team. But also, we still have not seen Austin Anderson. He's been out with that ankle that he suffered early on in this game.
Coach Smith just went down and asked Anderson, I think, if he was okay to go, and Coach Smith didn't look like he was very happy with the answer he got. Here's a steal. Pass inside. Gilbert, layup, good. Good feed by Ashton Rocky. And now we're going to get, I think, a foul in the backcourt against Alcaldi. It is going to be against Mario. That will be his first. And then we'll see Devin Watkins check back into the game with those two fouls. It will replace Galley.
Difficult for me right now every time you say the name of Alcaldi, because my kids are really into Mario Brothers right now. So every time the Mario theme song goes in my head every time you say his name.
Euler on the other end. Watkins, a right corner three, short. Tipped around, and Jeff West holds on to it. This is Dalton Bateman with the rebound. Tries to pass it inside to Munson, but it's just easily stolen away by Barnhill. He tried to throw it off.
Ooh. Okay, the official pointed the wrong way.
I thought he threw it off of Bateman, but the referee first pointed and said it was Jeff West basketball, but it is Hiawatha basketball. Alcaldi all the way inside. Spins, kicks it up on top. Gilbert, a three. Bang! Carson Gilbert with 9 first half points, and it's 19-11 Hiawatha. All of a sudden, the lead's 8.
7-2 Jeff West early on, but Hiawatha settled in here on the road.
Pass in the middle of the lane. Watkins has it. Now Euler gets the screen, crosses over, pulls up for a left wing three. It's way too strong. And Rocky with a rebound looking to push. Here he comes. Gilbert. Nice feed inside to Barnhill, who wasn't quite ready for it. And I think he got shoved in the back. I don't think Coach Smith really likes that call. He thought Barnhill was just out of control a little bit, but they're going to get the foul on Moser. That will be his first. And it will be baseline out of bounds coming up for Hiawatha as Joel Bryan comes back into the game to replace Barnhill.
Man, if Barnhill could control that pass right there, that was such a great find and transition with an easy lay-in for the Redhawks.
I'll call the underneath the basket. It goes up and under. And I have partially blocked, but Bryan's right there to feed it and clean it up and in. 4 points for Bryan, and it's lead at 10.
Great job there by Bryan, just being right spot, right time.
There's going to be a bump foul called on Bryan. He tried to get to the baseline to cut off Moser, but he was a step and a half late. So Bryan will pick up his first personal.
Moser will go to the line, a sophomore. His team for Jeff West is very... There's so much youth, so much experience. It's all mixed together, just trying to find that right grouping for Coach Joe Smith.
Can I call that a shooting foul?
It is.
So Moser at the line misses the first free throw. Both teams aren't going to be shooting free throws on any foul the rest of the way because 16 fouls on each side. Second free throw by Moser is good. First point of the night for Moser makes it 21-12. Hiawatha with 6:19 to go in the first half. Alcalde crosses over, picks in the corner. Rocky spots for an wide-open three. Too strong. Gilbert there for an offensive rebound. Alcalde, he'll try a right corner three now. It's too strong. Rocky with another offensive rebound for Hiawatha. Alcalde drives in, tries to feed it to the baseline to Rieger, but he wasn't ready for the basketball.
Oh, and he's not happy.
No, he is all over Jake Rieger. He wanted him to cut to the basket. Talk about Alcalde not being here for that long. He's in charge, man. As they come.
He's in charge. You can tell he's already establishing himself as one of the leaders on this Red Hawk team.
Never have enough of those. Here's Ferrant on the other end for Jeff West with the left corner. Up on top, here's Watkins. Watkins picks up his dribble, gets it to the right side of Moser. Now here comes the screen. Moser steps back, pumps a three, and buries it. Beauty, pretty stroke by Hunter Moser. He's got four.
Nice little crossover off the screen.
Bryan, the other way, gets blocked away by Watkins, but it's picked up by Rocky. Hiawatha's still with it. Alcalde now inside, gets hit hard and bumped and fouled. And they'll get it on Euler, I believe.
Yeah, their legs got tangled up there. Euler got beat. Alcalde is just so quick off the bounce, Johnny. And, man, he's a fun kid to watch.
Barnhill back into the game for Hiawatha to replace Carson Gilbert. And I just read the lips of Carson Gilbert. He just came to the bench. He said, Coach, they are jawing. Coach Gary Smith leaned over Carson and slapped him on the shoulder and said, that's all right, just keep playing basketball. Missing the free throw is Alcalde. That's going to be tapped out of bounds.
Should be by Hiawatha
Euler. I thought it was tapped by Euler, but I guess not. They're going to say it's Jeff West basketball.
It sure looked like Euler was trying to contain dribble and lost it out of bounds. But a break for the Tigers. You know, they just hit a three and missed free throw here by Hiawatha. Get some momentum.
Say, all of a sudden, it's just a six-point game for the Tigers. Bryan nearly picks the pocket of Moser. Bryan thought it was last touched by Moser, but it said it will stay with Jeff West. 5:20 to go in the half. 21-15, Hiawatha leads. Jeff West looking to get it in from the sideline. Ball tipped out of bounds by Rieger.
And Jeff West, on their inbounds plays, they just don't look like they – are really confident with what they're doing. Coach Joe Smith is way out of a coach's box trying to call out to his kids what he wants.
Barrett with the basketball left to the head of the circle. Bryan jumps out on him. Now pass to the corner to Watkins. Watkins gets to the middle of the lane, scoots over his right left shoulder and banks it in. Watkins with four.
He's strong.
21-17, Hiawatha with under 5 minutes to go in the half. Rocky left to the head of the circle, dribbles to the foul line, kicks it off right side Bryan. He'll step into a three-pointer. It's in and out. Rebound, though, Barnhill. He'll stick it back over the front of the rim and in.
Another offensive rebound, Johnny. The Redhawks are crashing the glass here early.
23-17 is the lead for Hiawatha. Moser drives in, missed the layup. Moser with offensive rebound and sticks it over the front of the rim and in. Cooper Munson has four. 23-19, Hiawatha.
Coop just there for the scoop and the easy lay-in, and again, Tigers hanging around within four.
Barnhill in the left corner, drives to the middle of the lane, flicks it up with the right hand. The shot's no good, but a foul underneath. And Brent Barnhill will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair.
A little off topic here, but you think Chance back in the studio could find the Mario, whenever he gets the coin, it goes a little ding. Anytime Mario Cadaldi makes a basket, he can continue for us?
Maybe. Barnhill free throw is too strong.
Oh, man. I've missed doing this, man. This is too much fun.
It's fun, man. Especially when you get quality high school basketball like we've seen tonight.
Yeah.
Barnhill's second free throw. Missed them both. Offensive rebound, though, for Bryant. He goes up, gets blocked. Ball tipped out of bounds. It's going to be last touched by Jeff West. And it will stay with Hiawatha.
Now, how does Cooper Munson get out-rebounded by Joel Bryan? Because Bryan boxes him off. He's undersized, and he goes up and gets the board.
Trying to get it in is Barnhill. Just has to toss it way out near midcourt to Alcaldi. Barnhill right of the front court. Takes a pass. Now dribbles into the right corner. Kicks it between the rings to Rocky. Now Alcaldi on the left side. Dribble handoff to Gilbert. He'll get to the foul line. Rocky, right wing three. Too strong off the left side of the rim. Rebound to Euler, and here comes Jeff West. Down by four. Under 4 minutes to go in the first half. There's going to be a steal. Gilbert picks off the pass from Euler. Gilbert drives in. Shoots a shot off the window, and somehow, with some English on it, rattles it in.
Nice scoop shot there. That was Carson Gilbert all the way with a steal, the lay-in, and the Redhawks back up by six.
Watkins passed the ball up to Moser. He'll just pull back, shoot a three. Nearly banked it in. Offensive rebound for Euler. Gets it back to Moser. He flicks up a shot. I thought he made it well before that, but instead it is going to be a foul and free throws coming for Moser.
Yeah, he never put the ball on the deck, Johnny. He caught it almost by the three-point line and ended up about 5 feet from the basket. Well, Speed McKay looked like. Remember that game 2 years ago?
Clean.
Walking away with the win.
Clean. Free throw short.
K-State
by Moser.
Never counted.
How about tomorrow, though? The border showdown renewed a little bit.
Renewed.
KU, 22.5-point favorite.
M-I-Z-Z-O-U.
I think it's more M-I-Z, no IQ, but 3:25 to go, 25-19. Hiawatha leads. Gilbert the other way, lays it up and in. He's got 13 first-half points.
Carson Gilbert's a special kid, and he kind of maybe gets overlooked with the talent on this roster, but he's showing up right now.
By the way, Moser missed both of those free-throw attempts. So 27-19, Hiawatha, 3:05 to go in the half. Galley back into the game. He's got it in the left corner, dribbles to the foul line. Has the ball poked free and stolen away. Bryan picked the pocket. Here's Barnhill now in transition. He's into the corner to Rocky. Now back out Alcaldi, ripped around the horn in the left corner to Gilbert. Thought about a three, now a pump to the baseline. Rip through and kick it up on top to Barnhill. Hill will pull for a three. This one's off the back lip, too strong. And the rebound to Jeff West.
Probably not the shot Coach Gary Smith wanted because he had Monson on him. He could have head faked and drove to the middle of the lane. Found an open guy and said, pulls the trigger.
Get it inside to Munson on the left block. Double team comes. Kick back out to Watkins. He'll get in the middle of the lane. Stop. Spinning inside to Munson, who just lost it. Lost it right off his fingertips and out of bounds.
Turnover is a kill on the Tigers right now, especially in the front court. Monson looks like he's going to get himself a break here with 2:25 to go in the half.
11 turnovers in the first half here for Jeff West. So we'll see Moser come out, also Munson. Back into the game is Bateman, and for the first time we're seeing Caleb Morse, a sophomore. So Galley, Watkins, Bateman, Morse, and Ferrant, the five out there for Jeff West. Hiawatha with the basketball, leading by eight. Alcaldi's got it in the left corner. Gets a screen from Bryan. Alcaldi gets all the way inside, kicks the right side to Rocky, into the right corner now, Barnhill. Rocky crosses over, gets between the rings to Gilbert. He'll get all the way inside, scoop it up with the right hand, and bank it in. 15 first-half points for Carson Gilbert, and the lead back up to 10 for the Redhawks.
He's just single-handedly taking over this basketball game right now, Johnny.
1:50 to go. Watkins gets in the middle. Some more. He'll flick up a shot that's too strong off the back lip, and now we're going to get a stoppage of play as I think it's Bryan on the baseline. Yep, he lost a flat tire. His left shoe came out, so he will replace it, tie him up a little tighter, and Hiawatha will have the basketball with 1:45 to go, leading by 10.
I'm a shoe guy. I like shoes. I like different styles of shoes. I'm digging Brian's kicks right now. Him and Rocky both have some.
Oh, come on. Alcaldi's are the best on the floor.
I mean, his are nice, too. But I'm digging, like, you got North Carolina blue on Bryant's shoes. You got Barnhill with some nice blue ones. But, then, of course, Alcaldi, orange and little, what, lime green there?
Yep. Ashton Rocky got fouled. He's at the line for a 1-1. And his free throw is good, so he earns the bonus.
What was your basketball shoe of choice?
Kobe.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Kobe's all day.
Always had airs.
And second free throw by Rocky is good. So 4 points for Aston Rocky. The lead is 12 for Hiawatha, 31-19, 90 seconds to go in the first half. Galley right of the front court, holds the ball high above his head, drives to the inside, has the ball poked free, now all loose on the floor, and it's into the hands of Fair. He pulls a deep right wing three, well short, into the hands of Rocky, quickly up ahead. He's got Barnhill, will stop, hand it off for Gilbert, he'll throw it up and in, count it and one. 17 for Gilbert and a chance to complete a three-point play.
What an unselfish play there by the Redhawks. Transition opportunity, Barnhill catches it, jumps up and just hands it off like he's a fullback, and Gilbert lays it in through contact. That's the third foul now on Farron.
Free throw by Gilbert, rattles it in. He's 3 for 3 from the line and has 18 points, and Coach Joe Smith wants to take a timeout with 1:17 to go. The lead has ballooned to 15 for Hiawatha. Let's take this quick timeout. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth and Fran wanted me to give you this message for them, that they hope the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this most joyous time of the year. And since they've been such good girls this year, I said I'd deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
.117 to go in the first half out of the timeout alongside Jake Spaulding. Johnny Kane here with you at the Hilltop in Meriden. Hiawatha on a current 11-01 run right now, leading 34-19 over Jeff West. Jeff West led 9-4 to begin this game and really played really well in the first quarter, only trailed 14-11 after one. But Hiawatha just picking the pockets of Jeff West and turning them into easy layups on the other end. Big portion of that, Carson Gilbert. He's got 18 points already here in this first half.
He's been impressive, Johnny. He's just doing everything defensively, getting into transition. And he's unselfish, too. He's got a few dimes tonight as well.
He had 11 points on Tuesday and, again, 18 so far tonight. Jeff West with the basketball out of the break. Here's Watkins, gives it to the right side of the floor to Farron. He'll drive baseline, kick it off to Moser in the corner, a three on the way, short. Barnhill with a rebound, and he dribbles it off the foot of Alcaldi and out of bounds. Barnhill was trying to take off and run with it, but he just dribbled it off the back of the foot of Alcaldi, so Hiawatha will turn it over for just the sixth time.
Tigers have an opportunity to try and get this a little bit more, I guess you could say, close before halftime, but it's been all Hiawatha here in the last 3 minutes of this first half.
Moser nearly walked with it. Gets it outside to Watkins. He from the left block just spins and shoots over Bryan and rattles it home. Six for Devin Watkins.
Yeah, he needs more touches on the offensive side down low, especially with Monson out of the game.
I just like with his size and athletic ability and the way he can shoot the basketball. Gilbert, again, just blows right by his defender and lays it up and in. He's got 20.
Are we sure that he's conscious right now? This guy, 20 points for him in this ball game. 21 for Jeff West.
And now we're going to get, is it a foul underneath or is it just a ball out of bounds? I think it's a ball out of bounds.
Nope.
Or no, it is going to be a foul.
Yep,
we call a foul.
We got shooter right there is what the official said.
And it wasn't really a signal initially. They'll get it on Bryan, I believe. That'll be a second. Yep, Joel Bryan picks up his second. So right away, Jake Rieger is going to check into the game for Coach Smith. So here comes Rieger. He will replace Bryan with those two fouls, and it'll be Devin Watkins at the foul line for a 1-1 with 21 ticks to go. Watkins not attempted a free throw tonight. This one rattles in. So he earns the bonus. He will shoot one more. Looking to pull Jeff West back to within 13. And he does. So 8 for Watkins, 36-23, Hiawatha, 17 seconds to go. The Redhawks going to take the final shot. Alcaldi out near the timeline, has dribbled it between his legs with 10 seconds to go. Now crosses over, kicks the left side to Rocky, gets to the foul line, dribble handoff Barnhill, 5 seconds. Barnhill to Gilbert, he steps through, spins, shoots a three-pointer, nearly banked it in, and that'll be the end of the first half. So Gilbert, they tried to feed the hot hand, Gilbert had a decent look, just couldn't get it to fall. And with that, we have reached halftime. Halftime score, Hiawatha 36, Jeff West 13. Take a timeout. We'll come back with first half stats and also take a look at some other games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Houlton, our family caring for yours.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer at Farmers State Bank.
In the last 2 years with Ag Real Estate, we've definitely come up with more products and services. We're very flexible on terms and payment dates, as well as making sure that payment fits around the producer. If they're working on selling cattle at a specific time during the year, we're going to make sure that payment due date coincides with when they're going to be getting that income.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Houlton, member FDIC.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student-athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Meriden. Halftime of our boys' game tonight between Hiawatha and Jeff West. Hiawatha with a 13-point advantage, 36-23, alongside Jake Spaulding, Johnny Kane here with you. Well, Jeff West hung around early on in this game, trailed by just three at the end of one, but Hiawatha had an 11-0 run that went from about the 3.5-minute mark to about 1:15 to go in the second quarter. From there, was able to push their lead up to as many as 15 before ends up being a 13-point lead here at the break, 36-23. Take a look back at that first half. You know, Hiawatha did what they did behind 20 points from Carson Gilbert, and it's kind of interesting. Hiawatha hit 8 first-half threes on Tuesday, only had one in the first half tonight.
I think we talked about it off-air briefly that Gilbert's not doing anything super special. It's not like he's, you know, coming off a screen fadeaway-style jumpers or, you know, really creating, you know, off of screens or off of the inside the offense. He's taking the ball off the top of the key, and he's just going right to the basket, and nobody's stopping it. And, you know, when you have that opportunity, you're going to continue to take it until the defense takes it away, and he's just been phenomenal off the bounce and finding ways to get to the rim. I'm seeing a massive – I mean, it's a 34 to 16 run. You know, when you date it back to midway point of the first quarter, it was 7-2 Jeff West. They hit a three at the beginning of the ball game from Austin Anderson, who we have not seen since that first quarter when he rolled his ankle up. But what you're seeing is a Hiawatha team that's getting out in transition. They're doing the right things on defense like they need to be doing. That's what this team is built to do. This team is not built really to get in half-court sets and run through offense and offensive schemes. They like to get out in transition, like to get out and run. And when they've been doing that, they are just absolutely unstoppable on the hardwood tonight.
So now it's time to look at our first half statistics. They're brought to you by the NEK Tax Services and Whiting for year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation. Visit the NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. We'll start with the visitors from Hiawatha. 6 turnovers, mentioned 1-3, 7 of 11 from the free throw line. Carson Gilbert, 20 points in the first half, 16 of them come in the second quarter alone. He is the leader right now for the Redhawks. 4 points across the board for Aston Rocky, Joel Bryan, and Brent Barnhill. Then Alcaldi and Jake Rieger, each with 2 points for Hiawatha. Jeff West, meanwhile, 11 turnovers in the first half. That was really the difference. 8 of them in the first quarter. 2 3-pointers, 3 of 6 from the stripe. And they're being led by Devin Watkins. He's got 8 4 points for Ty Euler and Hunter Moser, 3 for Austin Anderson, and 4 for Cooper Munson. So we've got our halftime score, Hiawatha 36, Jeff West 23. We'll take another timeout. We'll find some scores of other games when we return on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Rainbow, we understand that connections are important. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. With the number of connected devices in your home increasing, so should your internet speed. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton. Holton Community Hospital announces Dr. Manadar Lakala, MD, is now offering oncology and hematology services in the specialty clinic. Dr. Lakala treats patients with various types of cancers and those with blood-related disorders, clotting problems, or bleeding issues. Dr. Lakala takes specific interest in treating patients with breast and lung cancer and places great focus on improving their outcomes with the quality care you've come to expect at Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine Clinics. For more info, call the specialty clinic at Holton Community Hospital and count on care close to home.
So many things in life are best when they are close to home. At Union State Bank, this includes our leadership team. Did you know that all of our leadership team members are from the Midwest? In fact, Jeff Cottle, Union State Bank Chief Executive Officer, is one of our original 5 staff members at our Atchison location, and he's helped inspire our community mindset for over 28 years. Now that you know a little about us, stop in and say hello at any USB branch. We'd love to get to know you, too. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
KNZA.
Welcome back. Just about set to start the third quarter of our boys' game tonight. Hiawatha with a 36-23 lead over Jeff West. Time to look at some scores of other games going on around the area. We'll start with some girls' scores. Our girls' game was a good one. 38-36, Hiawatha holds on to beat Jeff West tonight. It was a thrilling game, came down to the wire, but it is Hiawatha who moves to 3-0 on the season. ACCHS beats Valley Falls 57-23. Atchison High falls to Wamego 77-18. Nemaha Hall Central falls to Centralia. Centralia with a 3-pointer by Owen Dieters with 2 seconds left to win it 40-39. So Centralia picks up the big victory. Holton beats Sabetha 27-24. Morehamath Academy and McClough. Moorhill 36, McClough 28. So Morehamath Academy, they're off to a 2-1 start this year.
There you go.
It was a team that a lot of people didn't expect a whole lot from because they lost a ton, didn't have much coming back, but had to beat JCN last week and then pick up a big win again tonight over McClough. So Morehamath Academy off to a pretty good start from the girls' side so far here on this season.
Nice little shout-out there. I mean, that's it. Your alumni. I mean, you're alumni from there. That's just like, you know, I mean, Holton, my alumni, Jackson Heights, where my wife went there, and, my, you know, Jackson Heights, where my kids go to school at. So, you know, naturally, I mean, as broadcasters, we love every single team we cover. I mean, it's an equal opportunity from that. But it's nice to be able to say, hey, I'm a little proud of what my stop of grounds did.
Well, and then plus, when it's a good story, too, like, I mean, realistically, nobody gave Morehill a shot to do anything this year. I mean,
yeah.
They've won 2 league games already off the bat. It speaks to what Luke Knoll, the head coach of the Ravens, has done this year, the son of Steve Knoll, so he got to upset his dad there the other night.
Okay.
So,
yeah, but that's going to be a fun dinner table at Christmas.
How about that? On Tuesday, we had the two brothers meeting up, Brady and Derek. That was a lot of fun. That's one good thing I love about Northeast Kansas and just these small towns. You get those type of stories. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Looks like boys score, Wamego 31, Atchison 16. See if we can find some other TVL scores. I'm sure there's plenty of them. It looks like that the Twin Valley League has had pretty much all of their girls' games go final. Washington County girls are up 34-33 on Wakefield at last check. I believe that game is final now. The Wetmore boys were beating Hanover at last check. Wow. the end of the third quarter, Wetmore 31, Hanover 26. That would be a monumental upset. Hanover, the top-ranked team in eight-man. So that would be a big one.
We're a little bit behind, a little farther north. We were just talking about alumni, stuff like that. I just checked in on Holton Sabetha, and end of the third quarter, it was looked like it was 42-32. Sabetha leading Holton. That's a pretty good battle going on up there right now, too.
Sabetha.
How about him?
Two big wins, too.
And that would be a huge road win, too. The Holton team is pretty good this year.
So with that, we're underway here in the third quarter, and all the way is steal for Gilbert. He drives in and lays it up and in.
Why not, Johnny? Why not continue what you did in the first half, Carson Gilbert? Have a night for the senior guard from Hiawatha.
22 points for Gilbert in the lead. And right now, 15 for the Redhawks. Here's a three by Galley, rattled in. So Gage Galley off the bench. Sophomore hits a three. And makes it 38-26, Hiawatha.
He replaced Anderson, who does not have a shoe on his foot, so my guess, he's done for the night.
Alcaldi in the right corner, drives baseline, and he traveled, yeah. Second time he's traveled here tonight. Seventh turnover for Hiawatha.
Tried to go with a little bit of a Euro step, stepping through the defenders there. Took an extra one.
So Jeff went to the basketball, down by 12, 7-10 to go, third quarter. Tigers and their home whites going from left to right here in the second half. Hiawatha road red from right to left. Hiawatha now out of the man-to-man. They're in a 1-3-1 zone. And immediately, Joel Bryan knocks the ball out of bounds.
It's been a quiet night for Joel Bryan. Been really good defensively. Just hadn't scored the basketball as much. Hadn't needed to.
No, not at all. Watkins kicked to left side. Barron, wide open three-pointer, way too strong off the backboard. The long ricochet is going to be loose on the floor and picked up by Rocky of Hiawatha. Here comes Ashton, quickly up ahead to Alcaldi. He'll cross over, get to the foul line, hand it off to Rocky. Now left side, Gilbert. On about a three, now he pumps, pulls up from 15 feet, in and out. Ooh. Rebound tipped around, loose, and Brian's got it. Brian goes up and under from 10 feet and rattles it home. 6 feet, 6 points for Joel Bryan. And lead back up to 14 for Hiawatha with 6:25 to go in the third.
Nice little up-and-under move there by Bryan. Again, an offensive rebound for the Redhawks tonight. Feel like that's been a broken record that we've been speaking on all night. Hustle play.
Watkins, top of the key jumper, put on the line, is good. It's a two-point field goal for Devin Watkins. He's got 10. And it's 40-28 Hiawatha. Alcaldi, the other end, has it poked free. Taken away by Euler. Eight turnover for Hiawatha. Euler quickly up ahead, Galley. Catches it, feeds it inside to Watkins. On the right block, it's double-teamed. Tries to get it up on top to Euler. Into the hands of Farron. Now Euler. Inside. Ball tipped away and stolen by Bryan. 13th turnover for Jeff West. Alcaldi the other way. Euro step. Whoa. Right hand. Flip layup. It's good. Four for Mario Alcaldi. And the lead is 14 for the Redhawks. 42-28. 5:35 to go in the third.
Not only broken ankles, but that was just a broken heart right there. Alcaldi just Euro steps around the defender. Lays it off the window. A soft bounce through. What a move by Mario.
Clean the rings with Watkins for Jeff West. Galley now on the right wing, guarded by Gilbert. Galley crosses over, flicks it up on top to Watkins, and Alcaldi got smacked in the face. Now going inside, getting fouled as Watkins, but Alcaldi got hit right between the eyes.
And I think he got hit by his own teammate.
Yeah, I believe so, too. He's right there with Munson. I think Munson, or no, excuse me, I think that was it Gilbert or Bryan up there? Either way,
I think
Alcaldi
it was
got
Gilbert.
Hit. Alcaldi got hit right between the eyes and appears to be okay. Watkins, though, to the free throw line for a pair for the Tigers. So Watkins to the line. He is 2 for 2 from the stripe. Leaves this one short.
When's the last time you remember an air conditioner being on in the middle of December?
The
gym's pretty chilly.
Yeah. Imagine being run out there. When you around the lungs get a little heavy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Especially earlier in the season when you don't quite have all the conditioning there.
You know who's not cold, though? Carson Gilbert.
That's true.
That dude is on fire right now.
Watkins, 1 of 2 from the line. He's got 11. Puts it back to a 13-point game. Ryan kicks it out to the left wing to Rocky. He'll dribble with the right hand between the circles. Right of the front court, Gilbert gives it off to Barnhill. He's back into the game. Caldy has checked out, got him hit in the face. He's out right now. Rocky, a left of the top of the key three. It's just off the mark. A rebound is taken by Galley, and here comes Jeff West. Still just a 13-point game. Jeff West has played well tonight. Ball tipped out of bounds.
Wow.
Off of Watkins. Good defense by Bryan to knock it off of Watkins. So Jeff West turns it over for the 14th time.
Man, Joel Bryan is just impressive on the defensive side of the basketball. We talked about all the accolades about
offensive and everything, but man, defense tonight has been phenomenal.
Nearly a 5-second call where Ashton Rocky was trying to key it in and nobody was ready to come get the basketball. Gilbert, a left corner three, off the back heel, long rebound will go to Barnhill. Iowa sticks with it. Another three by Gilbert. That's too strong. Bryan there to
wow.
Cut it up and in. 8 for Joel Bryan, and it's 44-29 Hiawatha.
The first thing is Carson Gilbert is human, ladies and gentlemen, but Joel Bryan says, don't worry, buddy, I got you. Scoop it up. I'll clean up the dirty work and put it back home. Hiawatha up by 15.
Galley now right of the front court, holds the ball high above his head, guarded tightly by Bowen. He'll have a poke free, gets it back, and now into the hands of Farron. Hits it left side, Watkins, a wide open corner three is in and out. Offensive rebound, though, for Galley. He'll spin. Kick it back out to Watkins. Drives baseline. Feeds it inside to Munson. His shot is too strong off the window. Rebound by Rieger. Up ahead quickly, Hiawatha. Gilbert drives in. Flicks it up with the right hand, and it banks in. 24 for Carson Gilbert. Lead up now to 17, and Coach Smith's seen enough. He wants a timeout. 3:41 to go in the third quarter. A full timeout by Jeff West. The timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. When you're looking for a snack in either the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, many flavors, the perfect timeout snack. 46-29, Hiawatha leads. We'll take the break. Come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hungry for some good pizza? The December special at the Pizza Bakery in Horton is any large specialty pizza and a medium dessert pizza for just $27.99. The Pizza Bakery also has daily soups to warm you up this winter and a hot case for an easy grab-and-go bite to eat. Always great food and great variety. Wishing everyone a joyous holiday season. The Pizza Bakery has gift certificates available, so grab some when you stop by for the December special or call 486-2602. For the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton, open 7 days a week.
KNZA.
.341 to go, third quarter. The lead is 17 for Hiawatha. Another bucket by Carson Gilbert. O'Brien in there as well. And Hiawatha, they've had to work a little bit harder tonight than probably they expected. Jeff West. It surpassed their highest scoring output of the year already here in the third quarter with 29 points. Playing well. They'll have the basketball here out of the timeout. Devin Watkins gets it in to Caleb Morse, who's just checked back into the game. Watkins dribbles into the right corner. In trouble, picks it up, feeds it down low to Morse, so the ball is going to be tipped free, but for that, they're going to get a foul, and I'll call the underneath.
Good to see Mario back in after getting bumped in the face. No blood, no broken nose, nothing like that. He picks up the second personal here. Talking about Jeff West hanging around. I mean, this is, again, a team we said at the top that needs to find something to get some positivity going for this program. And you're hanging around with a very quality Hiawatha team.
Nice pass in the inside, and Watkins lays it up and in. Mueller with the assist. Watkins with 13.
I think Devin Watkins is a kid we talked about how he needs to get more touches. And, I mean, the offense has got to go through him.
Now a near steal by Euler. Taps it out of bounds. Hiawatha will hold on to it. 3:12 to go in the third quarter.
Mario Caldi is begging Coach Gary Smith, saying, where's my guy supposed to be at over here?
Right corner. Back out on Caldi. Alley-oop pass
wow.
to Gilbert, and he slams it home with two hands.
Wow. Find the hot hand. Carson Gilbert with 26. Surprise, surprise.
Beautiful pass from Al Caldi, and Gilbert with a two-hand flush. Euler on the other end, he answers with a 15-foot jumper. He's got six. Now there's Gilbert again on the baseline. Picks it out to Barnhill. He'll try a three. It's short. Gilbert tips it, but it's into the hands of Euler of Jeff West.
Hey, points count the same whether you slam it home or whether you had a fadeaway jumper like Euler did. Some are just a little bit more fun to announce.
And now Jeff West turns it over. Euler travels with the basketball. 15th of the night for Jeff West.
And I noticed Ty Euler kind of gets sped up when he's dribbling the basketball. He has a hard time knowing what he's going to do with the basketball whenever he gets to his destination. Two turnovers tonight by him. Again, early in the season, he's to find that rhythm.
I'll tell you what, Gilbert is ready to pull the trigger. Anytime he touches the ball, you can just see him. He's calling for the basketball. In trouble is Barnhill. Gets it out to Rocky, and they'll get a bump foul on Colby Ferrant, which will be his third. Third, first team foul, actually, against Jeff West. And a fourth, actually, on Farron. So he's got four fouls.
And he's staying in the game, too. Coach Joe Smith does not quickly bring him out.
Gilbert, a wide-open three.
Wow.
Got it. 29 points for Carson Gilbert. Got to be close to a career night, if not a career night, for Carson Gilbert.
No, he's back unconscious now, Johnny.
51-33, Hiawatha with under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here's a steal now for Bryant.
Look out.
Joel drives in. He's going to miss a dunk. He tried to dunk it, but he left it short. And Jeff West will pull down the rebound.
You know, when you're up 51-33, coaches will be a little bit more lenient with that.
You can see Coach Gary Smith, all he could do is clap his hands and lean his head back. Barron drives in, kicks to Euler, 15-footer from the baseline, rims in and out. Rebound tapped out, and it's going to be picked up in the backcourt. Now pulled across by Galley. Galley holds on to it, gets it off to the right side of the floor to Farron. Pass inside.
Good find.
That is Caleb Morse, who missed an open shot underneath. And here comes Hiawatha quickly the other way. Alcaldi in the corner. Barnhill, three. Good. Grant Barnhill has seven, and the lead all of a sudden up to 21 with 1 minute to go in the third quarter.
When you constantly have snapping passes the way this Hiawatha Red Hot team does, defensive rotation's got to be crisp, and when it's not, wide open threes happen.
Joel Bryan picks up his third foul as he bumps Ferrant. It'll be Ferrant to trigger it in now from the sideline. Munson back into the game. He will replace Galley.
Good minutes by Galley.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He looked pretty good tonight. Just a sophomore for Jeff West. Watkins now is actually going to be the trigger man. Gets it into Euler on the right wing. Munson calling for it. They get it to the big man. Now it's poked away. Great hands by Bryant. Off to Barnhill. He'll lay it off to Rocky. Nice pass, Bryant. He goes up. He gets hit from behind. Missed the layup. No foul call. And Jeff West will take it.
Johnny, I think he was going to try and slam that one down, too, but got bumped from behind.
Munson on the inside. Gets hit on the arm.
I think that's going to be on Alcaldi, and that's going to be his third.
It is. And Jake Rieger sets a check in now for Hiawatha. Thing's going to be for Bryant. Bryant, he heard his name and he turned and looked the other way and tried to act like he didn't hear his name being called. He did not want to come out of the game, but 40 seconds left. Coach Smith wants to give him an extended timeout. Here's Munson on the right block, backing down on Rieger. Spins, shoots, shots too strong. Rebound, out of bounds. Last touch by Rieger, I think.
Yep, and Munson hit the deck hard.
So it is going to be high Jeff West basketball. Watkins to throw it in. To Ferrant in the left corner. Ferrant drives in, floats up a shot with the right hand. It's too strong, and then it's tapped out of bounds.
Ooh.
Last touch by Morse. Coach Hiawatha will have it with 27 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Munson kind of grabbing his right hip. That's a big man to fall from that high up straight down to the hardwood like he did. Stays in the game and under 20 seconds to go in the quarter.
Gilbert's ready for it in the left corner. He'll think about a three, 13 seconds to go. Alcaldi, right side, Barnhill. Now Rocky, Barnhill. Alcaldi rips it left side to Gilbert, 4 seconds. Alcaldi to Gilbert, a three. He got it.
Wow.
Unconscious, 32 points for Carson Gilbert. He drills the three at the buzzer. A career night for Carson Gilbert. And with that, we've reached the end of three quarters of play. Three quarters in the book. It's the Carson Gilbert Show. Hiawatha, 57. Jeff West, 33. You're on FM 103.9, KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint, and all auto body repairs. That's the Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the fourth quarter. It's been all Carson Gilbert tonight for Hiawatha. 32 points for the 6'3 senior, 57-33 Hiawatha, as we're underway here in the final frame. Alongside Jake Spaulding, Johnny Kane here with you. Joel Bryan on the baseline, 10-footer, rims in and out, tipped around into the hands of Ashton Rocky, and Hiawatha holds on to it.
Shocker, another offensive rebound for the Red Hawks tonight. Johnny, can't be.
Gilbert, way out on the right wing. What I like about Gilbert tonight, he's got 32, but he hasn't forced anything. Here's
right.
A jump three-pointer short.
Oh, wow.
Great play by Joel Bryan. Throws it off of Munson and is able to save the possession for Hiawatha.
Tough play there, but again, athletic ability from Joel Bryan. How do you beat a guy that's bigger than you? You hustle. You box off, and right there he hustles for the loose ball and throws it off of Munson to King possession.
There's a nice pass inside. Gilbert banks it off the window and in. The alley-oop pass. Gilbert just has everything going. He's got 34.
Man, we've got 35 points per section for players on our sheets here. We're going to have to make more room here for Mr. Gilbert.
And now Jeff West turns it over. 59-33, Hiawatha. Carson Gilbert with 34 points tonight.
At this point, he's looking up saying, okay, I'm going to outscore the opponent myself.
You know, the funny thing is, I'm starting to think about this. We've had a Hiawatha player be our athlete of the week, Joel Bryan, after he hit the game-winning three against Marysville, scoring 27. And we'd have a hard time picking somebody better than what Carson Gilbert's done tonight.
Not a lie, buddy.
And then corner, Barnhill, Jeff West in his zone. Rocky, he'll fought for three. It's too strong. It goes over the backboard and out of play.
As the kids say nowadays, Johnny, no cap. No cap. I got a 16-year-old niece who introduced me into all the new lingo that they say in high schools now, and that one I don't understand.
On the inside, ball loose on the floor, fought for, and Hiawatha comes up with it. Rocky picks up ahead. Gilbert, another three. Heat check. This one's wide left. Long rebound will go to Farron of Jeff West. 6:25 to go.
It's oh, wow.
33, and now a turnover. Barnhill is in the backcourt, putting pressure on Farron. And now here's Alcaldi to check back into the game for Hiawatha, and he's going to replace Carson Gilbert, who I'm sure is going to get a very good ovation. 6:25 to go.
Maybe they don't realize how many points he has.
Probably not, and this probably won't be the last we see of Carson Gilbert.
True. How about Barnhill, though, defensively? Just, again, it doesn't matter which Red Hawk you're seeing down there.
Bryan on the inside gets bumped, counts the basket, and one. Great job of gaining position on the inside. He's so crafty. 10 points for Bryan and a chance to add one as they get the foul on the inside on, I believe, that was Morse.
A quiet double-figure night for Joel Bryan. I mean, again, he's the guy that you usually are expecting to be the high-scoring, and hasn't had to be the case tonight. And he's still doing the dirty work down low.
I think that was on Morse. I'm going to give it to Morse for just his first. Bryan at the line to try to complete a three-point play. He's got it. 11 for Joel Bryan. And the lead is 29 for Hiawatha with 6:10 to go.
Seems good, Johnny. Seems very good. They're well-coached.
Moser on the inside, missed it. Morse gets it back, flicks up a shot, hits in and out. Bryan with a rebound. Here he comes the other way. Stops, hands it back off to Alcaldi. He'll walk it across the timeline. Bryan up on top. Pumps, kicks it left side of Rocky. Now Barnhill. Bryan wants it in the corner. They didn't get it. Alcaldi now.
Ooh.
Alcaldi flings off an arm, now drives in. And they're going to get a foul on the inside on the drive by Alcaldi.
Alcaldi is such a fiery, fiery young man out there.
Yeah, he is. And here is Carson Gilbert back into the game. The Barnhill out, the five starters back in there for Hiawatha.
You can just tell he's a winner. He wants to win. He wants to play good. We got a stoppage here.
I think they didn't get the foul on the right player. I think he said red, and it should have been on white.
Get it on Moser. Moser.
So that will be his third. It'll be Alcaldi to trigger it in with 5:44 to go and a 29-point advantage. Bryan on the inside puts it off the window and in. He's got 13, and we will now have a running clock the rest of the way.
That was just too easy right there on an inbound pass. Great feed by Alcaldi and a good cut by Bryan.
64-33, and we'll get a reach-in foul on Jake Rieger. That will be his second. And Galley, who's checked back into the game for Jeff West, will trigger it from the sideline as, again, the clock continues to roll through this stoppage. Callie's still looking. Finally kicks it out to Watkins. I do like Watkins' game.
Yeah.
Morse hands it back to Watkins. He'll pull up from the free throw line. His jumper is wide left. Rebound to Rocky, and here he comes. Quickly up the floor. Now Caldy. Jeff West out of the zone into man-to-man. Rocky on the right wing. Back out to Alcaldi right of the front court. They're going to try to throw an alley-oop, but it was nicely guarded by Galley. Now Rocky back to the right side to Bryant. Inside pass, knock free, loose. And it's going to be hit off of the leg of Moser. It'll stay with Hiawatha. A good heads-up play by Ashton Rocky.
Yeah, that was a good attempt that time. Joel Bryant trying to find a back cut from Alcaldi on the baseline, but kind of a lazy pass. It was knocked away. Hiawatha retains, though, off the hustle from Rocky.
Alcaldi left of the front court. Back cut, throws the ball up for Gilbert. He tries to go up and under, but he hits the bottom of the rim, and then it's poked out of bounds. That cuts by Jeff West. And it'll be Rieger now to toss it in for Hiawatha as the clock rolls approaching 4 minutes to go.
Again, when you're up by 31, nothing you do on the court unless you get a technical foul will really upset your coach at this point.
Yep. Gilbert at the foul line. Backs down. Gets it off to Bryant. Joel, left side, Alcaldi. Pumps on a three, and he travels. So Jeff West will have it back, and here come some reserves off the bench for Hiawatha. They'll have a new five out there.
Get your program ready.
So it'll be several new substitutions. We're seeing Cameron Boswell in there. Malachi Isaac. Let's see, who else we got out there? Cade Pyle.
Student section chanting Gary for Hiawatha.
David Chio. And Michael Oldham. Those are the five guys out there. Here's a three-pointer for Jeff West that's short. Rebound goes to Hiawatha. Bringing it up the floor. Here's Boswell. Nice pass inside Keo, but it's knocked out of play by Caleb Morse. What a night, though, for Carson Gilbert. Man. 34 points tonight.
They'll be talking about this for a long time.
What I like about Gilbert, though, he never forced one shot tonight, I didn't think. I mean, everything he took was in rhythm. As Boswell lays it up and in, so the freshman has a bucket.
Yeah, I mean, he let the game come to him. He didn't force anything. He worked through the offense, and he got out and transitioned and ran. I mean, that's what Gary Smith has done for years as a head coach in Northeast Kansas. His teams run, and they like to get out and transition.
66-31 as the layup is missed by Moser. Isaac with the rebound, kicks it up ahead to Pyle. He'll have it on the right wing. Back out on top. Isaac steps into a top of the key three. It's wide right. Offensive rebound, Boswell has it swatted away by Watkins. 2:05 to go, 66-33. Moser, the other end, has lost it out of bounds.
So, we'll say it's off Hiawatha. They'll stay here with the Tigers with under 2 minutes to go, clock moving.
And now another young guy going to get some tick for Jeff West. Derek Ticks, the sophomore, in the student section on the far side.
Jeff West
loves it.
They love it. You bet they're going to try and get number one in white a shot.
That's a good screen. Still trying to get it in. Galley still looking. Finally to toss it out on top. The ball is retrieved by Addison Garrett. Brian Kelly, a junior. Galley, a left corner three. Way too strong. And the rebound goes to Pyle of Hiawatha. He retrieves it. A lot of contact. Ball loose into the hands of Boswell. Left corner. He's got it up on top. So we can start to look ahead a little bit. Jake. This Hiawatha team is going to be very tough to beat here this season. Jumper from the baseline, put up and in by Hiawatha's Cooper Jacobson. 6 foot sophomore getting some ticks.
Especially when you go up the roundhouse too. That's going to be a tough place to play this year.
And a layup missed by Moser.
You know,
a minute to go, 68-33. Here's a steal. Pass inside. Moser pumps, goes up, gets fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line.
You got a girls program for Hiawatha that's 3-0. They're playing well. They've been battle tested now. And this Hiawatha Red Hawk team you talked about, you know, they've had both ends of it. They've had a buzzer beater for a win. Now they've had two blowout wins. This is a team that is not one to be taken lightly in the Big 7 League. And a lot of good teams in the Big 7 League on the guy's side this year.
Tell you what, the Roundhouse might be my favorite gym to go to. I love that gym. just seems to get a little bit louder when the games get bigger. So we'll have a lane violation on the second free throw by Moser. He'll have one more attempt. So he made the first, and now he'll get another attempt at the second. And this will be the final plays of this game. Free throw is in and out. Rebound goes to Hiawatha, and that is it. Final score tonight, Hiawatha 68, Jeff West 34. So Hiawatha 3-0 start this 2021-22 campaign. Let's take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll get your stats. We'll summarize, and then we'll pick our player of the game as well. That's all when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Happy holidays from GN Bank. As family and friends gather, we would like to take this opportunity to thank our many customers for another successful year. Please call or visit our banks in Hiawatha, Houlton, Horton, or Wetmore, and let us know how we can help you plan your financial needs. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC, happy holidays.
This is Kristen Fastnight with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'd like to remind you about our Horton Clinic location. If you're from the Whiting, Effingham, or Everest areas, our Horton location will make things easier for you to receive physical therapy services. If you need post-surgical PT or have mobility or balance problems or need wound care, let myself or Amanda Wilhelm or Mark Sudbeck work with you and get you back to good health. See us at STARS at 201 West 8th in Horton.
Anderson Meats in Troy want you deer hunters to know they are taking whole deer for processing. They'll process your deer just the way you want them. Anderson Meats are also booking beef and hog processing appointments as early as March, and they have other openings later in 2022. Give Anderson Meats in Troy a call and visit with them about your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle thank you for your support and look forward to serving you in the future. Anderson Meats in Troy, call them at 785-985-2292 or find them in Troy, south on Last Chance Road.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. This busy time of year, we need to remember to say thank you to everyone that is important to us. All of us at Citizen State Bank would like to say thank you for yet another successful year. May the holidays bring you all the happiness and joy you deserve. Merry Christmas from the officers and employees at Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back one final time here to the Hilltop in Meriden alongside Jake Spaulding. Johnny King here with you. And, well, Hiawatha gets the sweep tonight. Hiawatha girls with a 38-36 victory. And Hiawatha boys win going away 68-34. Here in this boys game, Jeff West made it close early. They hung around. They had trailed just 14-11 after one and for majority of the second quarter. But an 11-0 run for about the 3.5-minute mark to about the 1:15 mark allowed Hiawatha to take a 36-23 lead into the halftime break, then a 57-33 lead going into the fourth quarter, and eventually a 68-34 victory. Carson Gilbert, the story tonight, 34 points for the senior. He ends up hitting three threes in those 34 points. He had 18 in the first half alone. He is the game-high scorer, and he ties Jeff West as they had 34 points total as a team. He has 34 himself. That basically tells the story right there.
I mean, it really does. I mean, early on, Jeff West jumps out 7-2, and we're thinking, okay, hey, this Tiger team, they've struggled. They're 0-2. They have not really been in any ball games this year, you know, losing 55-25, 56-27. This might be a chance at home where they can find something. And then Carson Gilbert said, okay, fine. I'm done playing with my food. It's time to eat. And he went after it, and he – you know, we talked about it numerous times, the fact that he didn't force anything. He let the game come to him. He found ways to score without making it seem like it was difficult. He wasn't forcing shots up. He was attacking the rim, and he was not only attacking the rim, he was elevating to the rim. A big slam for him midway point of the third quarter, kind of an exclamation point on a night for him, a career night for the senior guard for Hiawatha. But you know, again, I just feel like this is a Hiawatha team under now four-year coach Gary Smith. This is the style that he likes to do. This is the team that he wants. He's got a phenomenal ball handler in the foreign exchange student, Mario Alcaldi. But he's also got Ashton Rock, who can handle the ball super well, too. But what those guys do more importantly is they play great defense. I mean, you got Joel Bryan, who's a phenomenal athlete, who you expect to put 15, 20 points up. He's like a Tyler Brockhoff was 2 years ago for this team. These guys have every key element in order to make a deep run into the postseason. We talked about it post-game of the girls' game. How, you know, I asked for the fourth player for that team, who that is going to be. For Hiawatha, I think they've got their core. I think they've got the guys to make it happen. And they're going to have a good test coming up, you know, in the next few games. But they've been battle-tested already. I feel like this is a team that, first time I've seen them this year, I hope we get to see them again some point this season. But I think this is a team we're talking about in February, potentially early March, of a team that could be on your airwaves when it comes to state tournament time.
So now you look ahead at the statistics for both of these teams. They're brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting for year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation. Visit the NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. We'll start with Jeff West. They are now 0-3 on the year. They will travel to Sabetha on Tuesday night. And so far in this tonight, 16 turnovers, 3 three-pointers, 5 of 10 shooting from the free throw line. Devin Watkins had a solid game. He had 13 points to lead the way for Jeff West, 6 points for Ty Euler, 3 for Austin Anderson, 4 for Cooper Munson, 3 for Gage Galley to round things out for Jeff West here tonight. You look at Hiawatha, 9 turnovers, 4 three-pointers, 8 of 12 from the free throw line, and the man of the hour, Carson Gilbert, 34 points tonight, 18 in the first half. He leads the way. Joel Bryan with 13, 7 for Brant Barnhill, 4 apiece for Ashton Rocky and Mario Alcaldi, 2 apiece for Jake Rieger, Cameron Boswell, and Cooper Jacobson. So Hiawatha, again, they are 3-0 here on this season.
And I'm
looking ahead for both these teams. So just 1 second, let's look ahead real quickly. Tuesday at Nemahal Central for Hiawatha, so that should be a very, very good game and a tough test for the Hiawatha Red Hawks. And meanwhile, for Jeff West, they will host Holton on Tuesday night.
I'll tell you one thing is that I think we might have to take another time out, Johnny, because we have really to discuss and figure out who our player to bank on is tonight. This is a tough decision tonight.
I think it's pretty
easy. I wish you guys could see the face reaction I just got from Johnny after making that comment, because it is completely obvious that the man of the night, the man of the weekend, he's going to, again, I hope his parents and I hope his family, his friends, that they embrace that. What a night from Carson Gilbert. Phenomenal athlete. Great evening for him shooting the basketball and just all around for this Hiawatha Red Hawk team. Carson Gilbert, phenomenal. Phenomenal effort tonight, but I'll let you go ahead and officially announce who our player to bank on is.
Brought to you by the Assistant State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, and it is from Hiawatha, Carson Gilbert. He is our player of the game tonight. 34 points, 18 of those in the first half. So Hiawatha again, 3-0 on the year. Jeff West drops to 0-3. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have the Community National Bank High School School Board Show coming up. Brian Hurt will have scores, recaps, and everything. Get you caught up on this Friday night of hoops, the first full week of the high school basketball season. Hard to believe, just one more full week until we take the holiday break, and then after that we're into January, and before you know it, midseason tournaments will be here.
That's the grind, man. This is the preseason, if you will, for most schools, and then you get back from that break and you're like, here we go. We've got to play 2 games a week. Sometimes midseason tournament comes around. You're playing 3-4 games. That's when these teams, they decide at that point in time, are we going to make that big push to the postseason? It all starts after the Christmas break. But, hey, enjoy the games while you got them for now. These are good opportunities to figure out what your team's going to be like before you hit the break.
So with that, that'll wrap things up from the Hilltop here in Meriden. So for Chance and Brian Hurt taking care of us back at the studios, Jake Spaulding alongside of me, it's a Hiawatha sweep tonight. Hiawatha girls win 38-36, and the boys cap off the night with a 68-34 victory. Stay tuned with us. The Community National Bank High School School Board Show coming up next on the MSC Sports Radio Network.